Señores y señoras, nosotros tenemos más influencia con sus hijos que tú tienes, pero los queremos. Creado y regalo de Los Ángeles, Juana's Adicción.
Quema el sol y la sangre es de fuego. Un volcán el verano esparció. Quema el sol por montañas y valles y prende en el pecho su fuego de amor. Quema el sol al tumbar las colmenas y su voz busca el beso del mar. Quema el sol en la noche templada, la luna de plata se funde en cristal. Quema el sol como una ascua de oro, y es su luz una antorcha en mi fe. Mi vida es verano ardiendo a tus pies. Quema el sol, quema el sol, quema el sol.
Olvidaré tu mirada, tu piel tan suave, tan lisa. Olvidaré lo que quieras, pero jamás tu sonrisa. Olvidaré tanto bueno, lo malo lo olvido a prisa. Olvidaré tantas cosas, pero jamás tu sonrisa. Ella refleja el encanto de la alegría de la infancia, el misticismo de un santo y una exquisita elegancia. Olvidaré esa tu mano que me brindó sus caricias. Olvidaré lo que quieras, pero jamás tu sonrisa.
¡Ándale!
Olvidaré esa tu mano que me brindó sus caricias. Olvidaré lo que quieras, pero jamás tu sonrisa. Pero jamás tu sonrisa. Pero jamás tu sonrisa.
Yo lo van a confesar.
pasando en la celda con el cura del penal, porque antes de amanecer la vida le han de quitar, porque mató a su mujer y a un amigo desleal. Dice así al confesor: los maté, sí señor, y si vuelvo a nacer yo los vuelvo a matar. Padre, no me arrepiento ni me da miedo la eternidad. Yo sé que hay en el cielo el ser supremo nos juzgará. Voy a seguir sus pasos, voy a buscarlos al más allá. Y ay, y ay, ay, ay. Al preso número 9 era un hombre muy cabal. Iba la noche del duelo muy contento a su jacal, pero al mirar a su amor en brazos de su rival, ardió en su pecho el rencor. Pudo aguantar. Al sonar el clarín se formó el pelotón y rumbo al paredón se oyó al preso decir:
Dinda ti son veni son si caru, ni perigi seru si seru yo, nanga na cieli vado già passo, ci con sto veni zanna passo. Na waya veni yo, farinal lunena, chupa yo se ne scini rudie, che pesia già digo, pacio vino ragna, no bicho se no guiña no guie, numero no santie, nunca quito ne se, ti acalayo que na lunena, spaliñanda no sinda nana, que ni nava lo dios y la ñate saca. Pa' que bailes, mamá, chunga dueña de mi corazón. Yo te quiero en verdad, y te doy todo, todo mi amor. Puse este son pa' que bailes, mamá, chunga dueña de mi corazón. Yo te quiero en verdad, y te doy todo, todo mi amor. Ya le hablé a tu mamá, ella dice que sí, solo tú es la que dices que no. Te gusta ver sufrir mi pobre corazón, despreciando lo que yo te doy. Ven a ver mi labor, te desengañarás, que de todo tendrás tú mi amor. si comprendes el amor que te tengo, que te llevo dentro de mi corazón. Si comprendes el amor que te tengo, que te llevo dentro de mi corazón.
Es la causa de mi dolor, Como helicóptero al aterrizar. como te quiero, mi linda Reinalda. Tienes los ojos color de esmeralda, y cuando te pones tu minifalda, pues ¿quién te mira los ojos, Reinalda? Le canto así.
Thank you. vendes, ¿quién pudiera comprarte? ¿Quién pudiera pagarte un minuto de amor? Los hombres no saben apreciarte, ni siquiera besarte como te beso yo. La vida, la caprichosa vida, convirtió en un mercado tu frágil corazón. Te vende, yo no puedo comprarte, yo no puedo pagarte ni un minuto de amor.
Okay, the lights on, piñata hour, it's on. Can you hear me? Can you guys hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, we have in studios today, piñata hour with Lee and Locura. What's up, Locura?
DJ Locura.
Hey.
We have Turtle right here.
Hello, everyone.
What's up, man? And our first guest is Ava. Man, I can't get that right. It's just, you know, I look at you and I'm like, I can't get it right.
I should have it like written across my chest right here, Ava Vincent, and then you'd know.
Oh, but I like what it says right there. I like what it says.
I heart music. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, really, that's what it says. I heart music.
Yeah, I thought it was appropriate.
That's right. We were talking about sunset, right? It was Sunset Matters.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we
were.
Yeah.
The sunset? Is that what
you're saying? Yeah, remember you said you were talking about...
Yeah, no, we were just talking about one of my movies, a porn movie called Underworld from Sin City. It was, we rented out a bridge in downtown Los Angeles.
What an appropriate place, Sin City. Using an L.A. bridge to do it, yeah. Hardcore.
City of Angels.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Took it all day, remember?
It was half the day. They wanted that sunset. It was shot on film. It looked awesome.
Yeah, I remember those days.
What movie was that?
Underworld.
Underworld.
It's called Underworld. I definitely recommend it.
Cool.
Okay. So we're going to get back. All right. Locura, what we got?
Let's talk with Ava some more.
Yeah, we will. We're going to come back in a little bit. I just want to, like, do you have something to say, Turtle? Any events, anything coming up?
Yeah, I do have some events coming up. But I'll talk about that a little bit later.
Okay. I want to congrats my friends from Pig Like Love. They're going to be at the Sunset Junction.
It's coming up later on this summer.
Yeah. Have you heard about that, the Sunset Junction place?
No.
It's like artistic and bands playing.
Big concert.
A lot
big
of
concert.
Crazy people.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big concert on the street. They block the streets.
Over in Silver Lake, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
Silver
okay. Lake. What is that now?
Sunset Junction.
When is it, though?
I think it's like it was September.
I think it's...
Or like end of summer.
August. Is it
sometime this summer. It's every summer.
Yeah, we got all the facts together here on this show.
Yeah. No, that sounds interesting. Sounds like something I'd go to.
And also, we have the band Jeffertiti's Nile coming down. They're in traffic.
The
they're stuck. Yeah.
The host, Jeff, is going to... I mean,
he's going to be here.
The singer.
Yeah. What else? We have a professional photographer here. Hi.
His name is also Jeff.
Yes.
I think we just have the piñata party on the mind. That's all we're thinking about right now.
Yeah. And, so we're going to play some more music a little bit, or what?
Yeah, we're going to play some a Sonny Curtis cover.
What were you playing before, too?
Some Agustin Lara, Devendis, previously. And just a bunch of stuff. You know, we're going to post the song list on either Piñata Hour website. So anyone can go on there and anything they might have heard that they want to find out what it
is. Right.
Who the artist is and what the record is, we'll post it up. And also... skidrow.com as well. There's a song list on the website as well. So
that's right.
But next we'll play some Los Mustangs cover of Sonny Curtis.
Cool.
Nice.
No Me Dejes.
I won't.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to play a little bit of music, and then we're going to follow up right after that with a little interview with Eva.
Eva.
Vince.
Ahora yo no comprendo por qué te fuiste de mí. Pues me siento solo así. Quiero que tú comprendas que no puedo estar sin ti. Nada es igual ya para mí. Mira, piensa ya todo el amor que arde en mí. Corazón por ti, me dejas llorando así, oh sí. Regresa a mí, si ahora vienes, dame tu amor, no, no me dejes, no me dejes. Amor, yo no comprendo por qué te fuiste de mí, pues me siento solo así.
Tierras, un castillo y también un amor. Pero los caprichos de ese amor, con el tiempo sin castillo y sin tierras lo dejó. Hoy el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ni castillo ni amor. Hoy el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ya su amor. Yo también contigo fui feliz, mi amor y mi dinero te di. Yo hoy pobre y solo lloro por ti. No puede ser feliz porque no tiene ni castillo ni amor. Oye, el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ya su amor. ¡Hey! Hubo una vez un gran rey que tenía muchas tierras, un castillo y también un amor. Pero los caprichos de ese amor, con el tiempo sin castillo y sin tierras lo dejó. Oye, el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ni castillo ni amor. Oye, el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ya su amor. Yo también contigo fui feliz, mi amor y mi dinero te di. Yo hoy pobre y solo lloro por ti. Oye, el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ni castillo ni amor. No puede ser feliz porque no tiene ya su amor. Oye, el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ni castillo ni amor. Oye, el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ya su amor.
We're back.
The lights on, recording the lights on. What's up, Lakuta? That was a good song for it.
Nice.
Perfect. So we have in studio, we have Eva Vincent. Hi.
Eva.
I did it on purpose.
Eva.
And we're just going to look at the wall. Eva. How you started your career again? We were talking about it off air.
I was working at I was in school and I needed a job and I started working at an adult bookstore. And I mean, I wanted to be just like a regular actress. I was taking theater, I was doing Shakespeare plays, but I started looking at the boxes in the adult bookstore, and the girls look so pretty. I always wanted to be a model, but I'm too short. But they look like models, and then I was watching it, and I'm like, I could do a better job than that. And I was kind of curious sexually, so it kind of gave me, like, all the things that I wanted to do in one thing. And I called up my favorite director, and that's how I got my first job.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
Interesting. Eva, you have 327 titles according to the that's a lot of movies.
Yeah. I honestly don't know what like the actual number is. I know if I Google.
Do you know
it
about the
IAMB or
IAFD? Yeah, it's like the IMDb for the adult world.
Yeah, I'm on that.
They say 327.
Yeah, well, I don't know. They're probably right. I stopped counting after, like, you know.
And you've worked with all the greatest stars. I mean,
yeah.
The male roles, you know, which don't get quite the limelight that the females do. You've worked with them all, like Lex Steele and
Absolutely.
Peter North and all those guys.
Huh. Yeah, I've worked with a lot of good guys.
What do you think of the porn of today?
The porn of today.
Yes,
you know, porn is so much more popular in Japan, which
no, I think porn is
really?
Not.
I don't know about that.
Popular anywhere.
No, seriously, porn is so much more popular.
Maybe
in
weird
Japan.
Porn.
I know. I got a lot of like, requests from like the Japanese magazines. They would request my picture a lot because I have the blonde, green eyes and stuff is what they want. But I don't actually don't know what
I think
the numbers are over there.
I that's what I heard. I heard it's like they had a 3D porn come out, and it was just huge. I mean, there's people of all types lined up waiting for this thing to come out.
Really? Now, since we're talking about the internet, I noticed that the porn business, you know, was just like a business where you can go to a store and buy DVD. Mm-hmm. And now these days, like, you know, we have the internet. So yeah. Has that affect the industry a little bit?
The internet has absolutely affected the industry. Like, the industry is not filming anywhere near as much as it was even a few years ago.
Right.
I think that the stores will never... The stores will never go away because
it's a convenience store. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, you know, people in America, especially, are very conservative, and it's like husbands don't want their wives to find out. You can download stuff on the computer, but the computer doesn't have a trash can in the back of it where, you know, if something's deleted, it's not gone. It's just a little bit more hidden, and you can find it if you look for it hard enough. So, and most people don't even know how to hide it that well. So I think that, you know...
We know that from that senator that...
right?
That sentence,
So I think for that reason alone, you know, stores will never go away. You can return the movie. There's no, like, evidence. You tear up the receipt, it's gone. But, but internet does have an effect on what's going on in the industry today.
Wow.
Plus, stores are still good for toys and that kind of stuff, so...
Oh, yeah.
You still got to go
to... You don't want it to come in the mail.
Yeah, I go there every week.
I mean, yeah, honey.
Can't get a nice vibrator through the
computer
screen.
This is my new lawnmower.
If your girlfriend's crafty enough, she can get a hold of the surveillance video. She'll know. Right? No, you're at the spot.
Check on you if your spouse are cheating or something.
Surveillance video.
So how long have you been doing this? You were saying like you wanted to do into acting, but then how did you start at what age in the porn business?
I'm not sure how old I was. It was like I've been in
the website said 1998.
No, I don't think it was that early, but it was like 2001 is when I did my penthouse.
Oh,
so
wow.
it was shortly before
penthouse,
that.
Huh?
Nice. Yeah, the penthouse centerfold.
How was that? How was that experience?
It was fantastic. I mean, actually, it was actually really terrible. The shoot was 2 days long, and it was grueling. It was like the first day I didn't, like, I barely had a break at all. The second day I had to beg him to go to the bathroom. It was just, like, so much shooting, but it was so much worth it. You know, the shots came out really beautiful, and it was such a good experience.
Did you get to meet Bob Guccione?
I actually did not. I didn't even know that. I wasn't trying to be in Penthouse. I was at a convention show. I think I was signing for Sin City. And Carl Wachter, my photographer, just saw me and didn't even talk to me. He just talked to the people at the booth and said, I want to shoot her, so get her for me. So, and like, I just was told about it later. But yeah, so I didn't meet him before he died, but...
And did that open a lot of doors for you in the adult world?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of doors were actually already open for me at that point, but it did help, and it's definitely, like, it's kind of a status thing in the industry. I know a lot of people came up to me, like, I was, like, you know, the football player that scored the winning touchdown. They gave me high fives in the industry because not a lot of porn stars get to be centerfolds for Penthouse. I mean, none of them get to be for Playboy because they're really picky. They don't want anybody who's done anything. But Penthouse is a little bit like that.
Okay. I have another really interesting question about how, you know, porn star is. That key... Will it open anything?
Nice.
Huh? I've never actually heard that before.
Really? Okay.
He's referring to the...
I'm not going to scratch you. I'm not going to scratch you.
It's my Penthouse pet key. It's what they give. They give 12 of these out a year to the center pole.
Wow.
So it's kind of a little...
That's like the Super Bowl ring.
So that's what it means.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I love it.
So is that
we
what it means?
We scooted a lot closer to ask that question.
You did. He's right up.
I mean, if you guys, if anything, I mean, it's like she smells really good, you know? I mean, I know a lot of, we have a lot of girls out here, right, Lakota, before?
All the time.
And we know as a girl, yes, okay, yeah. But
they don't smell.
We got Eva Vincent here, and she's just like, there's something about you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Man, killing us. Look at him. Look at these guys.
Oh, hey, I wanted to let you guys, to anybody know, to check out my Facebook page.
I thought you were going to say that you just got married.
Like, oh. No, I didn't get married. I don't have a boyfriend. But I have a Facebook page. You just go to Ava Vincent, or I have missavavincent.com.
Have you seen my promoting there? Have you seen, like, I've been putting you up out there.
Yeah, no, I noticed. I've been trying to, like, tell people. That's how I, because I wouldn't even know how to listen to your internet radio myself, so I just tell people, go to the page and click on it, and you'll be able
Skid Row.
To.
If you hold my hand, we jump into the future with this show. Come on. There we go. We jump into the future. That's nice.
You're funny.
I'm trying. I don't know. I'm trying.
Why are you pulling your pants down? Oh my god.
Lee, put your
that back away.
Pull your pants.
That's why I guess I can play with it a little bit.
That's why I move right here next to you.
Nice.
I'm just embarrassing him. His pants are up. He's a total gentleman.
No, my pants are down now. Hold on.
You just gave him an idea.
Yeah, oh. You just gave me an idea.
Oh, yeah. Oh, give it to me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right there. Oh my.
What's my name?
Oh, my God.
What's my name? Skid Row Studios. That's right.
Oh, Skid Row.
Skid. That's right.
Nice.
We'll get some background for that. Come on, guys, enjoy. It's an orgy now. Come on. Toto's taking his pants off now.
Just watching from the corner.
Dude, sponge butt? Come on. He's wearing sponge butt. These guys are getting too wild out here.
So, Ava, I'm curious. Can you walk us through when you're a successful porn actress, how do you get new jobs, or do you get to a point where you can say who you want to work with? Or
oh, absolutely. As a porn star, well, as a girl porn star, like, the rules are different for guys. It's the one industry where it's flip-flopped.
That's what I hear, yeah.
But as a girl, like, you have, like, a do's and a don'ts list. I just signed up with Adult Talent Management, ATM. It's kind of a funny name. Agency. and when I went to them, I checked off what I would be willing to do and not to do, and very specific. There's like a no list, like if you have people that you won't work with, you know.
Tell us some of the things that you won't do.
That I won't do? I won't do two in one hole. That's not really my deal. But
double stuff.
Yeah, although I've never done an actual DP, like where it's one in each.
Right.
But I'm actually kind of looking forward to it at this point because it's kind of sexy.
That's what we like to hear.
Hey guys, I'll be right back. I gotta open the door.
Yeah.
So, so then again, just back to what I was saying. So you get to pick who you want to work with. You sign up with an agency, and then they kind of do the matching for you, or?
Yeah, what happens is they're going to, you know, they'll call me up and say, hey, there's a shoot on the 20th or whatever. It's a boy, girl, or whatever it is, and it's paying this much, and you're going to be working with so-and-so. Is that all right with you? Shry Love is my manager, and she kind of went over very specifically what I was okay with. So I think that she'll probably make the decisions for me. I I'll be okay with that. I kind of started out a little bit differently because of the way that I came in. I mean, I was a manager in an adult bookstore. I looked at the back of an Adams Film World, and I had like every number and every address of every company I could possibly want to work for in a name. And I called them up and I just said, hey, you know, I want to work for you. And they had me come down, and that's how I booked all my stuff for the longest time. You know, I'd like to go back in with I took like a couple of years off. So, I'd like to go back in with with someone who knows what they're doing this time around. But, you know,
But you were very successful before. I mean, you
absolutely.
You won AVN awards and
won like 10 awards.
Yeah. So why do you say you want to get back into it and do it right this time? It sounds
I didn't say that I want to do it right this time. I just want somebody behind me this time, like when I'm going in, because you know I'm not coming fresh out of an adult bookstore where I know exactly, like, I was up to date. I saw every AVN magazine that came out every month. I knew exactly what was going on in the industry. I haven't really been paying attention in the last little while. So, you know, I can use the help for sure.
I read in another interview that you did that you've walked off a couple sets because there's an agreement on the amount of money up front, and then you come, and then that changes sometimes, and then you'll just walk off.
I'm not sure what interview you're referring to, because I only remember one set I've ever walked off on, and that was because there was a major fight on the set.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't paid for the you know, anything, because I didn't do anything. But
this was an old interview, so
yeah. I'm not sure. Yeah.
I'm trying to do research.
But normally they're pretty specific. They you know what's going to go on before you get there. You know who it's going to be with. You know how much it's going to be, and there's not really any issues.
Cool.
I had the pleasure to work on one porn set.
Yeah.
Recently.
Oh, yeah?
As an extra.
Yeah, no, they do that sometimes.
I did that. So, and it was cool. My buddy, he does sound. He does sound for the company.
What company was it for?
I mean, the name of the company is Tirecam.
Tirecam?
That's what it says on the on the check. But it's Larry that Flint Studios.
Okay.
And so I worked with them on something, and good experience. You know, I was telling Lee earlier.
You know what I noticed? You know what I noticed about the business? It's like everybody's like doing it themselves. It's like, just like, you know, they get their webcam out and they just do it.
There's a lot of like amateur stuff out there. There always has been.
Yeah, but you know what I noticed too? Like, I see, like, it's like I can tell it's amateur lyric because, I mean, what do you call it? I'm amateur. Like, when, you see the quality of the cameras they have, and you can tell they're doing themselves, you know.
But for a lot of people, that's the turn on.
There's so many different kinds of ways they shoot. There's a lot of like amateur stuff. There's professional stuff too. There's very rarely there's like shot on film. It just depends on what kind of genre you're in and who you're working for. I think there's a lot less like serious productions going on because of what, you know, we previously discussed about the internet, but there's every different kind of thing, and and everybody likes different things. Like,
yeah,
sometimes people want them more amateur, like
the amateur quality kind of gives you this illusion that it's more real or something like that, and that's what people get into.
Yeah, you know, the first person I ever shot for was Seymour Butts. That's what he was going for. I mean, he was like pretending it was all amateur, like he was. And it was to a certain extent, but, you know, it was a setup, you know. But it made it seem like it was, you know, my very first scene, you're just, like, watching me walk on the street and from his POV, and he just runs into me on the street, supposedly. But it was a total setup.
I love those.
So
just a super hot girl standing on the street wearing barely nothing. Hey,
you want to start a porno?
Yeah. Let's get in the van. Sure, that sounds good.
Yeah,
that's really hot. Actually,
talking about a van, there's a group of guys that maybe about a few years ago started Bang Bros. You ever heard of those guys?
I have. I don't like them.
Those guys are driving the van. They make it seem like, hey, so what's what we're going to do? Well, we're going to, you know, we're going to fuck some chick in the streets. And they stop and everything. Like, it was like walking from college. And, you know, they give a little story.
Really?
Yeah.
And then what's the approach? What do they say?
It's just because they do everything on the van, inside the van, everything. Like all kinds of poses, yeah.
Yo, get in the van.
Yeah, get in the van. Let's do it. Yeah, and the girl go for it. You know, it's
really?
Cool. Yeah.
I think we enjoy. You know what it is, right?
What?
They
Bang Bros.
It sucks, dude, because they supposedly are gonna like pay these chicks, and they don't pay them.
Yeah,
but most of those things are completely scripted.
Yeah. Well, the thing is,
but the story, you know, I like how they approach in the porn. You know, like they throw a little bit of a.
The thing is a lot of people like that idea that it's like like somebody, you know, like Seymour Butts grabbing me off the street. But the thing is in the porn industry, we all have to have PCR DNA HIV tests, and they have to be done every 30 days.
Yeah, right.
So anybody who's doing any kind of sexual, like, encounter of any way has to have one of those current up to date. So all those situations where they just run into somebody in the street, they're all scripted.
Yeah, it's all
they're all scripted, or they'd be illegal.
It's still hot.
That would be pulled down. So yeah, it's kind of behind the curtain stuff.
Because when I watch a porn, I based on the story,
not
what I watch, guys.
Right.
Okay. And you guys are laughing now. I'm serious about it.
But they're
I'm only laughing because you're stroking your cock right now.
Oh. Oh,
man. I'm giving him such a hard time, huh?
You guys.
You're giving me a hard time. Yes. That's for sure. You're giving me a hard time.
Nice.
I don't know. It hurts now.
It hurts.
We need to, we need somebody here. That
who do we need here, Lee? We got somebody here.
Do we?
Yeah.
Do we?
You need like two chicks here though.
Oh wow!
I should have brought one of my girlfriends. I like girls too.
Next time.
Salila. Yes, this one. Postala. Okay, so we want to come back later.
Yeah, we'll take a break, play some tunes, and come back.
Mírala. Come back when we mírala. Look at her. That's what I mean.
Ava Vincent.
You guys dance to this? You dance to this sometimes? You like this? No, we can dance.
Nah, you're into metal, right? Rock and roll.
Yeah, Marilyn Manson.
We're getting our listeners. We're getting to some heavy metal.
I'm going to buy me a Harley Davidson.
Yes.
That's what I need.
Yeah?
I'll
drive it naked.
Do I look good in a Harley Davidson, do you think?
Yeah.
Look at me. Picture me in a bicycle like this.
Yeah. Ooh, baby.
Oh, man. You're a badass.
You're making me wet.
Yeah? What about him? Will he look good on a bike? What's up, Jeff? He just got here from a big traffic. He's ready to go, too. You have a show tonight, too, right? He said, yeah. All right, we're going to play some tunes. We're going to come back. This is Piñata Hour at SkidRoadStudios.com. We'll be back.
DJ Loki.
Venga, venga, venga.
Qué rico tu ritmo. Sabroso, sí. Ósala. Ósala tú también, chico.
Túmbala, túmbala. Sí, negrita, sí. Muévete. Ósala, go, go, ósala. Mi hermano, ósala. Go, go, ósala. Mi hermano, bailala. Va, va, bailala. Mi hermano, bailala. Va, va, bailala. Mi hermano. Túmbala, túmbala.
All right, guys, so we're back here at the Piñata Hour. We have Jeff from the Jeffer TT's Nile.
Yeah.
I got it right?
How's it going, yeah.
Yeah. We were talking about you out here with your friend here. And,
the other Jeff.
Yeah.
There's many of us.
How many? How many is there?
I think five.
Five. And we have Eva.
Eva
Vincent. That didn't happen.
Eva gonna Vincent. Write one
That's
day.
Crazy that you got Jeffertitis now, but you didn't.
Right?
Say Eva.
Right?
That's good.
Yeah, because you got that titis in it. Hey,
well,
that's why
guys.
I got you guys together, because I got titis here, and I got Eva Vincent here.
Well, hey, Jeff, Eva, thanks for coming down.
Yes.
And supporting Skid Row Studios.
No problem.
Piñata Hour on skidrow.la. So thank you for coming.
Yeah. So Eva is going to go. She's going to...
Yes, thank you
for coming. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for coming in.
So, do you want to announce any website? Do you have your...
Yeah, I have missavavincent.com, M-I-S-S, Ava Vincent, A-V-A, Vincent.com, or my Facebook page. I'm under Ava Vincent. I just like to put a shout out to all those I love. Thank you for having me.
Hopefully you'll come back sometime and bring some friends and have a party.
Sure.
You're welcome anytime.
Thank you.
Are you coming up in any movies or any filming going on? Anything?
Yeah, actually, I am scheduled for a horror movie later this summer.
An adult horror movie? Or?
No, it's not. It's a mainstream horror movie.
Oh, great.
I don't know the exact dates or anything like that. And I'm supposed to be in a music video, but I am not gonna say who, because I'm going to get in trouble.
That's cool.
But I don't have any movies, like porn movies, like that I could tell you about, because I don't know what they'll be, but I anticipate them being like later this summer. So
the horror film, do you use the same name for your horror, for that type of acting, or will it be under some other alias?
It'll be under Jewel Valmont.
Okay.
So
I just want people to be able to look for that and look for Jewel Valmont in a horror movie coming soon.
Exactly.
I'm going to write that down.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ava.
All right.
So we got Jeff here in the house. What's up, man?
Ciao.
How was the traffic?
That was awesome. I flew over it in a magic carpet. Now I'm here.
Well, that's how I feel when I listen to you guys' music.
Whoa.
This band, you guys been out there for like how long?
Maybe 2 years or a little bit more than 2 years.
A little bit more than 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you guys play with one of my also favorite band, Entrance Band, right?
Yeah, one of my favorites too.
Yeah, how did that happen? How do you know? Did you know those guys for a while? Or
yeah, they're pretty much my best friends.
Cool.
Super awesome people that I love to be around.
Yeah, you guys are making it's kind of sound that I really like, and sometimes a lot of bands get caught up on like too straightforward punk or too related to it. And not that I don't like it. It's just like, you know, sometimes, you know, bands like you guys come up. And they're from L.A. That's why I like it, too, because they got this Jim Morrison kind of to it. But not really, you know,
well,
it's like right now.
Lee, I have the record in my hand.
Yes.
Jeff was kind enough to bring us a copy. Jeffertides
Nile. Thanks so much, man.
Beautiful record, green vinyl.
Yeah.
But it says here, recorded in Topanga Canyon, which had some... tons of history relating to LA music going way back, so that's great. Congratulations.
It's beautiful there.
One of my favorite videos on YouTube was the video you guys are doing on Topanga Canyon.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a beautiful shot.
On the mountain one?
Yes.
That's actually in Joshua Tree.
No
way.
Yeah,
in the desert.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Kinda
place.
I guess it looks like Topanga because there's so much open space in both of those places.
Yeah, I thought it looked like, you know, Topanga, area.
I could see how you
I was thinking more like Calabasas, it's kind of like, you know, the
pumpkin.
But it's one of my favorite. And the song, what's the name of that song on that?
The Mountain Jam or the Mountain Blues.
Is it one of the first songs when you guys came together as a band and put it together?
Basically, we formed our band in Topanga Canyon, and that song was, I guess it was one of the first ones that I was working on, but I just kind of, like, stopped playing in all the bands that I was playing in and stopped, like, distracting myself, and we moved to Topanga, which is kind of, like, removed from the city.
Right.
So you don't really, like, go out and, like, go to a bar every night when you're living in Topanga, you know? You kind of, like, have a lot of space and time to, like, think and meditate and work on things that are really important to you, you know?
To be introspective.
Yeah, no doubt. And
nice.
It's just like, I guess that tune came up, staying in the canyon.
Did you ever run into canned heat?
Yeah, at Topanga Days.
Yeah.
I was totally there, actually. I'm kind of like boycotting Topanga Days at this point, but because they never asked us to play there when we were living there, so I got some beef with Topanga Days. But Canned Heat totally rocked it there. They're beautiful. I just heard that song, you know, they're like, gone with the country. I heard this like blues dude doing it. I'm sure a lot of like music buffs would laugh at me for not knowing who it is, but I didn't know that, like, they basically, that was totally, like, a cover.
Yeah.
I just found that out today by hearing, like, a super old school blues recording of some guy doing that.
Mm.
And it was, like, a little bit different words, you know? It's kind of like what Led Zeppelin did, too. Like,
yeah.
A bunch of rad blues jams and totally changed them up.
Yeah. So, who have you been listening to? Like, the way you play your guitar is, who were your...
I've been listening to this girl, Mala Rodriguez.
Uh-huh.
You guys know her?
Mala Rodriguez?
Yeah, like the bad girl, you know, Mala.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So good. It's like, I think, I don't know much about her because I just, my friend China told me about her, but I think it's like late 90s or like early 2000s, like hip-hop. She's from Spain.
Mm.
Super amazing. I'm like kind of obsessed with that music right now.
I don't know, maybe what, flamenco-ish or no?
It's like straight up like hip-hop, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I mean there's a lot, I mean hip-hop is a genre, like kind of any music now you can just put like anything together. Mm. There's been such a deep history that like of sounds that have been created by different people, and especially with something like hip-hop where you're using samplers and things like that, you can literally just take from genre to genre and mash it all together, and then it becomes this like hybrid. So for me, I never really like classifying music, but I guess it helps to like conversate and tell you about Mala Rodriguez.
I'm gonna look into it. Mala Rodriguez from
so
Spain.
Good. Yeah, I wish we had like magical vinyl pure in my hands so we could all listen to it right now.
Right, that'd be nice.
Yeah,
that'd be nice.
The mystery vinyl, you just rub it, blow on it, and it turns into whatever you want.
Nice.
So you all of you guys are from Topanga, or are they all?
No, our drummer Danielle is from the East Coast,
right?
And our percussion slash keyboard slash everything trippy sounds backup vocals good vibe patrol dude is from Mexico City, and our bass player Phil I think is from Chino Hills. He lives in Pomona right now, so he's driving like crazy every time we rehearse.
Yeah, we're close from there. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, a lot of guys.
He's committed.
So what do you guys have ahead of? Are you guys playing anytime soon?
Yeah, we're playing
tonight,
this,
right?
Yeah, well, I'm playing tonight by myself.
Yeah, he's
at Lot One Cafe for the Juke Joint, which is my good friend Ned, Casual, and Troy.
Okay.
They do it every, what is it, today Wednesday?
Yes.
Every Wednesday night.
All day.
All day and all night until midnight. But it's still Wednesday if you ask me. But and then we're playing on Saturday in Joshua Tree at one of my favorite places in the universe called Pappy and Harriet's.
Uh-huh.
It's in Pioneer Town. It's like a ghost town. So our whole band's going to come out there with Amanda Jo Williams, who's from L.A. too.
Nice. Okay.
And that's going to be super wild and fun and free.
Wow.
And playing. Yeah, you guys should.
We should come up there, Lee.
Hmm.
Joshua Tree.
Come take some mushrooms in the desert sky.
It's around that time. It's about that time. Summertime.
Yeah. It's so good.
Jim was alive, you know, he'd be going out to Joshua Tree now.
He will be there. Yeah, he told me last night, Jim Morrison is going to be there.
I love music so much because the sound, you know, of a band making, it's like takes you back. You know?
Sure.
Yeah. Like those good times.
It preserves sound, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's what's cool about recording, too. It's like, even me today, I was making all these cassettes.
You got Ghetto a helicopter birds landing in the
area. Ghetto birds. I was making a bunch of cassette tapes today of some stuff that I had recorded, like, over the years. And I think that's just the beauty of recording. Like, anytime you sit down and you're, like, recording something and you get to, like, experience that moment again, but you're like in a different place and you're maybe with different people or in a different mood.
Something about the vinyl and then the tape, that's like you can touch it and say, it's here, my catalog, my life, my moment.
Touching
and you can,
nice.
And you can do anything you want. Like, I'm a drummer, I was in a band, and the beauty is recorded, like, that's it, you know? You can do the design of it, you can paint it.
Yeah.
You know, you can
last night
you can take all night and just do only three tapes.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I totally did. It was fun. I was
it's fun.
Good
it takes
too.
Time. Yeah,
nice.
But I really love electronic music too. I've been talking about that with so many people because it's just like booming and it's so easy for people to like, make some jams like sitting by themselves and then the computer's gonna reproduce that sound that they came up with in like.
You know what? Now that you're talking about that, Piñata Hour's also doing Paisadelico, which is like sounds eclectic, you know, refreshing, good alternative new sounds. And it's down right now. Like we're gonna do one on July 15 over there in City of Industry.
Okay.
Paisa de Loco. And we're gonna have Gata Tech, which is Sonia from Bastidas, and also Sketch Monster, something that she's working on right now.
I'm looking forward to that. That's gonna be nice.
Yeah, and that circuit bending, but she played with like toys and also with some other instruments. It's pretty cool.
I was in a band called Animatronics for a while, right. And our other guitar player had like this speak and spell that was all circuit bent. And like a lot of other crazy toys, so in the middle of the set, he would just.
I really like it. Like, he used a lot of sounds.
Yeah, super rad.
I know a few people,
Circuit.
A few future guests.
Is that a circuit bent beer you're sipping on right now?
No, this is Jarritos. Tamarindo Jarritos.
Mexican. Is it possible to play a track from the album?
Well, I was going to play a couple of tracks. Maybe we come back from a break.
Okay.
Play a few.
Yeah, we're going to play like a few tunes, and then you want to play guitar? Is that cool with you?
Yeah.
And then we'll play some of the tracks as well.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Sounds
all right.
Good.
This is Piñata Hour.
Great recording.
He's gonna do a live acoustic right
nice
now.
Nice color too.
What was the song that we just played, Jeff?
That was Sleep Tonight, and then one before that was Mountain Jam. Mm-hmm. And those are both recorded in Topanga on reel to reel,
nice
magnetic tape machines. Wow. Tape track.
I'm gonna go buy a house at Topanga tomorrow.
Yeah, let me come hang out there. It sounds fun.
You know what? You live on that side. I live on the other side of town. We live in Baldwin Park.
Oh,
you know,
cool.
Like, I don't know if you know what that is, but...
Yeah, I've been living in
San Gabriel Valley.
San Gabriel.
Okay, cool. So we're going to go... you ready?
Yeah, play some
We're
going
to do some acoustics here, and then, he's playing a show tonight, right? Where are you
yeah,
playing at?
Lot 1 Cafe on Sunset Boulevard.
Right there, like down the street.
Is Echo Park.
That place used to be called Mariposa back in the day.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
Butterfly?
Yeah.
What was there?
It was a cafe.
Cool.
That went down.
Awesome.
But now it's not one. Cool.
Yeah, it's been pretty happening. Pretty fun.
Okay, man. So.
All right, I'm going to play an old tune called Longing for Madness. And then I'm going to play a new tune called Upside. Thanks, y'all. All right.
Stars above. Woo!
myself from out of mind. Go through life's eternal shine. And what if they were not to blame? See you fall.
I was longing for madness.
One more.
Got it. This song is a new song. It's going to come out on a split 7-inch on Volcom Records with our good friends Daga Bloom from Fullerton. They're super awesome. So go pick it up. I guess it's going to come out in like a couple of months. Thanks all you in TV land out there.
Beautiful music, nice. Man. Really good.
Really, really good.
So are you going to be playing more acoustic sets? You can use this one too.
Well, normally, like tonight when I play, it's going to be electric guitar. Okay. I just didn't want to bring that up to the penthouse suite up there. Got to bring an amplifier with that kind of behavior. But, yeah, I've just been, like, really into playing by myself sometimes. It's, like, a really naked, kind of vulnerable experience that I really enjoy. And I feel like, less is more, kind of, you know? Like, sometimes when...
Yeah, that's how life should be in these days. Me and my friend, we were driving back here, and we were talking about, like, how people live in these days. That's why they get themselves in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, the system, be part of it, too. And
live freely.
Yeah.
Be free.
Yeah. It seems so.
That's how we do these kind of shows, you know.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, so like,
it's nice to like make something happen, and like you guys are all coming together too, which I really appreciate.
Oh yeah, we all come from all different sources.
All coming together, man.
Yeah, you know, like thanks to Jeremy right there. So all our 27 listeners right now.
Whoa, that's big time.
27,000.
Yeah.
yeah, 27.
This is SkidRowStudios.com. You should check the other shows too. There's other shows that are out there too. The more music and
the Frost and Mo show.
No, actually, that one. It's what happened to that one?
They're taking a break. So yeah, no La Frost and Mo show anymore. But we are going to have the Love Bite show, which is like a sex kink kind of love line style show.
Pretty cool, guys. You can check it out. Give it a shot.
Yeah, that's going to be starting, I believe, on July 10th again. So look out for that. And then we have some shows coming up from people over in Skid Row that are putting together some programs and stuff that's specific to downtown and the Skid Row area. So look out for that soon.
Been riding my bike around this town. Mm-hmm. So nice.
Cool. Yeah.
It's a perfect time for it.
Yeah.
Every time of year.
Summertime.
Time to get in shape. All right, Jim. So I guess you're going to be going to
I'm going to go split and play this gig if anybody wants to show up. All 27 of you should bring your dancing shoes and come hang out. My friend's going to play some good jams on the vinyls like Homeboy's been doing this evening.
Yeah. Nice. Locura in the mix. Locura Madrigal.
DJ Ned Casual.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be here on July 6th.
No way.
Cool. Yeah,
he's going to be here. Guy.
Yeah, our next show, we're going to have Better Be Careful.
I know.
Here. They're going to play on July 9th here. My
We have a cake July 9th.
It's a piñata party in France.
420.
420, yes. First thing he says, he's like, 420, man.
My eyes went straight to it.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to have them play. They're going to come here on July 6th. Also, Chuck McCarthy, he's a really funny guy out there, you know, doing his own videos. Cool. And he's going to be in July 6th, next Wednesday. All right, dude, thanks for coming.
Yeah, my pleasure. Nice to meet all you. Nice to see you again. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you for coming in, man.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening. Peace.
Hey, look at it. What's up, dude?
I wanted to run something by you guys. I ran into Sexy Sax Man. He said he wanted to come by the show.
Who? Where? Right now?
He's like a YouTube phenomenon.
Oh, really?
he wanted to come by the show and.
Oh, he missed out.
let's play some Gran Silencio.
Yeah, Gran Silencio. Hey, guys, if you guys are listening out there, we got some good shows coming on July 9th. We have the Piñata Party in France. If you guys want to come down, we're going to have Better Be Careful. You can't miss out. The best Piñata out here in LA. And also, we're going to have El Haru Kuroi. Many of you guys probably know who Harukuro is. They're also a great band. Hello, my name is Reds in the house, and my friends from Aparato, Cat. Aparato, they're going to be on July 9th. And also we have Paisadelic on July 15th. And that's going to be out there in San Gabriel Valley, at the City of Industry.
Yes.
Just go into our Facebook page, Piñata Hour or Lysander de Vega. Or go to our email at piñatahour@gmail.com and we can keep you update with stuff we have coming up. So what's up, Lucura? What you got?
We have Control Machete.
Uh-huh.
I Like to Live in Mi Tierra.
Oh, dude, you're going out like that.
On deck.
Yeah.
Hit me. DJ Lucura.
Friend. Jonathan. I like to live in mi tierra. I like to live in America. I like to live in mi tierra. I like to live in America. Por eso mira cómo peleo por mi familia. Por eso mira cómo peleo por mi familia. Por eso mira cómo peleo por mi familia. Por eso mira cómo peleo por mi familia.
Tears in his eyes, 'cause out of the window, I never left.
Tower. This is Lee.
Locura.
Locura, what's up, man?
Somebody Holly.
Nice, nice to hear you. There's a band out there called Santoros, and they really got my attention for a while. I like their vibe. We're going to have a show. Pretty nice. So this is Piñata Hour. What's up? What is this? Yeah, number what? Friday, July 1st. What do we have here? So Many Wizards and a New World release featuring Balloon Swing
Halloween swim team and Michael Knott.
Okay. What a pen. The smell?
Our favorite alley between Maine and Spring. The smell.
Michael Knott's going to play?
Michael Knott with Halloween swim team.
Oh, wow. Well, he's back for a little bit or what?
Yeah, he's back in town.
Oh. Good for him. I remember the big party that he did for him when he went. He's back already. Okay, that's cool. Yeah, dude, that, I mean, this guy belongs to LA. I don't know. Okay, anyways. And then we have the Piñata party on July 9th. We better be careful in Harukuroi. Hello, my name is Red. An aparato. RSVP is mandatory if you want to know where the party's going to go down. It's $10 at the door. If you RSVP, if not, it's going to be $12. And then what else do we have? Anything? Paisadelico, July 15 at 16025 Gale Avenue on Industry, right next to the 60. We're going to have Gata Tech, which is that Sonia from the band Bastidas, one of my favorite bands. And we're going to have Diana Rangel. She's going to be playing. Diana Rangel, she's going to be playing some tunes, and also Locura. And Tiana Munson, so from
Afterglow.
Yeah.
Nice. Awesome.
It's free, by the way. It's in the City of Industry.
He's a cool one.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got good tunes. And that's about it, guys. So we're going to go out with Locura, one more tune. And peace. Take care. Bye.
I'm alive.